Welcome to another episode of Mim Monkey with me, Andrew, and Matt. On this episode, we're going to be talking about Hereditary, directed by Ari Aster.
So Hereditary is a psychological thriller that's concerning a young family, two parents, and a son and daughter. The film starts just after the grandmother has died, and right from the first moments, you realise there's something mysterious, like it'll do little shots to sort of a brooch with a weird pattern on it. And as the film goes on, it gets more into the occult, and those elements start to creep in. At the first, it's more of a sort of mild horror. I mean, it doesn't rely too heavily on jump scares. It's more just building tension throughout. And then, like, as it goes, it sort of ratchets up the tension. Mm. And then I felt like towards the end, it kind of hit you with a lot more, not to give too much away, but yeah, occultism. And it went a little bit into the supernatural, I guess, at the end. But yeah, going in, like, I really didn't know too much. Like, I hadn't heard anything about this film. I think I'd seen a bit of the trailer, but I didn't know what the story was going
to
be.
I felt like you heard really good things about it, because you were like, oh, we've got to go to this.
Oh no,
and I just kind of went because you wanted to go. I had heard completely nothing about it.
I'd heard,
because I'm not really into horror.
Like, everyone was raving about this film, saying it was the scariest film of the year. Mm. Or of all time, even, like, people comparing it to The Exorcist, which I really like. And that's really, like, my kind of horror, and I think yours as well. Like, it's not the gory horror, it's the more sort of thoughtful, thought-provoking horror.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of, like, shying away from it, because I was like, oh, it's probably just going to be another one of those.
I just heard it was really good, but, yeah, I didn't know what the story was going to be. So, yeah, I was quite impressed overall with the film.
Yeah, it's got really, really good performances, and like we're saying, like, what we liked about it was the character aspect of it, and all the people in it really pulled it off, especially like Toni Collette, who is playing the mother, Annie, who's kind of the centre of it, dealing with like the loss of her mum and what's going on with our kids and our husband and our career and everything. So she's got a lot going on,
well,
a lot of pressure on her.
The family aspects. Big in the movie, obviously, like, it's called Hereditary, and a part of the theme of it is, like, passing things on from generation to generation. So, yeah, her mother's just died. But it does that thing where there's, like, you can read it in different ways. Like, there's a real sort of family angst and, like, the struggles of parenthood in there. Like, a lot of themes going on, I felt, and a lot of things, different things. Sort of guilt and regret and all sorts, religion, sort of religious beliefs probably being passed on from parents to children, or how children are maybe shaped by their parents. I mean, like, it has some really interesting direction as well at the beginning of the film. The mother, played by Toni Collette, makes miniature models. So at the beginning you have a shot where it sort of zooms in on the miniature and it turns into the house. So there's also a lot of conversations about fate. And I felt it was as though the people in it are sort of set on this path. There's nothing they can do to change it, and that's the real horror. In a sense, they are like dolls in a dollhouse. They don't have any control over their, or any agency in their lives. So again, it's like not just the horror of like shocks and deaths and blood and gore and things like that, but it's also a deeper level of like real dread, existential terror.
Yeah, I think like what it does do well is like the relationships with the characters and like the family aspect of it and the constant tension throughout it. And it's not just tension about the otherworldly occultish stuff going on, and it's just actually their relationships in general. Obviously, that's putting a strain on it too, but they've had other stuff just as a family would.
Yeah.
And I think, like, the horror aspect of it works so well is because, like, the threat is coming from inside the family. It's not anything outside of that.
Yeah.
So much as just actually the threat is each other, and they don't know who to trust or who to listen to and who to believe. And it also plays on the fact of, like, is it a dream? Is it real? Is it what's going to, like, you've got, like, the dollhouse and stuff like that. And you never know, like, is it just all, like you're saying, being manipulated from outside?
Yeah.
I think it plays on that aspect of reality, and you're never really sure, are they really seeing this? Is this really happening? Or is it all just, are they going crazy?
Yeah, there are moments in the film where, you're led to sort of question characters' mental state. And I think at one point they even explain that there's been like a history of those sort of problems in the family of paranoia or schizophrenia or something. And the mother explains that, yeah, she's had incidents where she's sort of not known what she's doing. And as it goes on, yeah, it gets weirder, but you're not sure if you're, what you're seeing is objective or subjective, seen through the eyes of those characters. But there's a lot of stuff that I really liked about the direction. Not only that, but shots of sort of corridors and the way they set up shots just created a fear of tension. Like, you'd have a sort of, like, a dark room lingering just at the edge of the frame where it felt like something was going to come out, or the way they used corners or tracking shots.
But they never, like, there's always, like, that feeling, like, they build it, like you're saying. What I really like about it is it's constant from the opening scene, constantly, all the way through. Like, even the music and the story, it all builds, but you never really get the release from the build. You know, you never really get that noise or that jump scare or whatever.
No.
You're constantly just, it builds and builds and builds, and you're like, something's got to happen, it's got to happen eventually. There's certain moments that you do get a little bit of release and something does actually happen. But really, it's just more building all the way through.
It's building
and
tension.
Even what you're saying with the corridors and stuff like that, it's just something in the corner. It's subtle.
Yeah.
It's subtle and it still builds, and you know it's going to, eventually it's going to all come to fruition.
I feel like there's parts of the film where you have to be thinking about what's happening to find it scary. If you're just watching it expecting the film to shock you, it might not in the way that other horrors would. But if you take the time to think about what's actually happening in the film, it's genuinely terrifying. More terrifying than regular films. The second good horror we've seen this year after A Quiet Place that we saw a couple of months ago.
Yeah, I really liked A Quiet Place.
Similar with the two families, like, and the tension. I really like this one. I'm not a big fan of horror either, but yeah, I'd recommend it. Like, a really well-made film.
Yeah, I really liked it, and I do like horror, but it has to be a really good one. I don't really like things where it's just people getting chopped up and jump scares and things like that. But like, this was really good because it did have the character. It was kind of art housey.
It had a strong theme and good characters and well acted.
It was like an art housey horror in a way. So it's not going to be for everybody, I think, if you're going for like people just running through a house being macheted.
No.
Probably not going to be for you. But yeah, the only thing I had an issue with it is like there's one character who gets introduced, and I felt it was really obvious what her link was.
Yeah.
To the overall story. And it's not much of a shock when you find out the truth. But that annoyed me a little bit. But overall, I really liked it. That's a little nitpicky thing.
Yeah, I would agree with that. It's just because I'm so slow that I didn't pick up on that. But then you get that in a lot of films when there's very few characters.
Yeah, and very minor.
Yeah.
It doesn't take away from it because I did really like it, and it does stay with you because it's been like maybe like a week or so since I saw it, and it's still, if I'm ever looking into a very high-ceilinged room, and it's shadowy, I still think, oh, I remember I've seen Hereditary.
I mean, like, the ending was, like, pretty shocking. Like, it went places that you didn't really expect what had gone before.
It doesn't really go anywhere into horror, and then last 10 minutes, it really, really
there's
goes
a couple of moments that are genuinely just, like, seem to come out of nowhere, and are quite horrific.
Yeah.
So overall, I would recommend this. I'd definitely go see it if you haven't already.
Yeah, so go and check out Hereditary. That was our review. Don't forget to like and subscribe to our channel.